say that?
Don't lick it.
Anyways, we're back, baby. We're back. Guess what's back?
What?
One of your favorite festivals.
The Purple Painted Lady?
Yep. Do you remember?
I love it.
She took a little vacation last year.
Right.
Really, she didn't take a vacation. Personally, I think she just gave her lawn a chance to regrow.
Yes, you know? Agreed.
But Trish and Steve, the owners of the Purple Painted Lady, are doing it again, folks. So save the date, get your pen in hand, and write down September 21st and 22nd, because the Purple Painted Lady is back. 350 vendors, numerous food trucks, various music entertainment throughout those 2 days. And, you know, two years ago, Trish reached out to me and she said, you know what I think the Purple Painted Lady is missing is fashion. So I created a fashion tent under the big top.
Yes, I remember that.
Do you remember?
It was wonderful.
You bought a Natalie Ray bag that year, I think.
I did.
Yeah, I want to see you sport that soon.
I will.
Okay, I'm counting on it. Anyways, there's about 14 vendors that will fit underneath this big top tent. And, you know, new product, resellers, furniture, recreators. So people like, you know, your local Chandeliers Boutique, Rock City Vintage, Joette's, Chandeliers Boutique, Chantise's Boutique, Tanvi from Shep Peppermint will have her truck there. And of course, Natalie Ray and Panache will be involved in the Purple Painted Lady. But the fashion tent is big, you guys. It's out by the Fig Hollow Barn. And we invite you on September 21st and 22nd to support the local fashion boutiques and resellers of the Rochester area as we prepare for Fashion Week in October. But September 21st and 22nd.
Perfect.
See you then.